This is a test feed coming to you from Podbean, I hope. This will be the first podcast you receive on the Podbean feed, and hopefully everything works out. I'm still on the trail that I was on the last podcast you got from my Mobile Me feed, and hopefully this is going to work. If not, we'll do something to get it straightened out. Even if I have to apply for a new podcast with iTunes. But for yet those of you who don't receive this through iTunes, it probably won't make a whole lot of difference, because I think you can still get it. RSS feed off a Podbean. So I'm on the trail that runs across the front of Stone Mountain, and I'm almost to the grist mill. I'm working my way over to Indian Island, run the loop over there, and then come back, run back to the car. So I'm about a little over a mile and a half into what's close to a 4 mile run, I guess. And it's a pretty nice day. It's a little overcast. It was sunnier earlier. I think it may rain this evening. But it's in the 70s, probably around 72 to 74 degrees. Windy. A little overcast now. But fine for doing a slow, easy trail recovery run from the half marathon. I start my 10K training, I think near the last of April. So I've got almost a month that I can just screw around, run, walk, do all that stuff. I mean, right now I'm only averaging a little under 15-minute mile on this trail. I'm just running a half a minute, walking a half a minute, doing a easy recovery. Not that I really need a whole lot of recovery. My legs are a little, I won't say sore, but I can tell I did a half marathon at a little faster pace than what I normally run my daily training in. I'm getting to the grist mill, and there's a lot of people over here, so I may turn off my mic until I get by, and then turn it back on. Okay, I've gone by the grist mill. I'm headed to the covered bridge right now. Running down the side of the road on the gravel. And then when I get across the covered bridge, I'll head in on the trail again. So far, this has been a good, easy run. Nice and comfortable. 14:55 pace, so I'm really not straining much, am I? I know a lot of y'all run faster than I do, but none of you're as old as I am either, are you? It's all downhill from here. I'm getting slower, but I'm still having a good time running, and that's what counts. So remember, when you start getting older and your PRs fade away, don't quit running because it's just as much fun. You just have different goals, but you can still have just as good a time as you did when you're younger. At least I do. Basically, I've never grown up. And, you know, I really don't feel any older than I ever did. I seem to put out the same amount of effort. I just go slower. So, I guess that's the way it is. Well, if you've received this podcast, everything worked fine. And all my future podcasts will be at this location. So, see you later.